All right, welcome to the show. We got Soria's back. You may remember him from the food episode or from one of the time capsule episodes. He brought his good friend Ashley, and together they are on their own podcast. Yeah, welcome. We're so nice to finally meet you. We've heard really good things about you, and I've listened to some episodes, and you guys are a smash.
What's the name of our podcast, Ashley?
Yeah. The Necronama Comedy Hour. You can find us at 1031spky.com. There you go.
Love it.
Perfect. And then we also have my cousin Max. Finally, so happy to have him on the episode. We've been trying to cook him into the recipe for a while now, so I'm really excited to have him and Megan, the newlyweds, on the show.
Yeah.
So happy.
Glad to be here.
I couldn't think of a better squad to talk about what we're talking about today. We're talking about the zombie apocalypse movie that we've made up in our own minds individually.
Yeah. And now it's morphin' time.
It's morphin' time! Dragon Sword! Mastodon!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
Yeah!
We're good! We're ready to morph into action! Six, working together to fight evil!
Yeah, now it's time to meld all of our little stories together into one. So we were all tasked with picking a song for a typical story point that you would find in a zombie survival movie. And so we're going to listen to the soundtrack that we pieced together as we build out some zombie survival characters. So yeah, starting out, we have Electric Light Orchestra with Living Thing. Great pick. Yeah, Megan, she had this song.
Yeah, I don't know why this is like the first thing I thought of.
So what part of the zombie outbreak does this represent?
Just the intro, like people are still alive at this point, I guess. Or like the outbreak is starting and you're like, oh no, what do I do?
This is very normal world.
Yeah,
just the normalcy is still a thing amongst the citizens of Earth.
It's representative of like easy living, you know?
Yeah.
Like a really chill song. I like that.
For sure.
Everyone.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah, we're all still living things.
It's a living thing.
Physically, not emotionally.
That's awesome. Deep.
Yeah. Like, it's multi-layered. I like that.
Yeah. It's like an onion. Very good pick. I love this. Yeah, you guys ready? Soria, I'll generate you some new options and you get to choose.
So what do you get? Are we playing ourselves or are we playing fictional people?
I'm playing a character of myself. How about that?
Yeah.
Survivalist expert, that's going with that. Okay, I'm going to play a survivalist expert. Barton. His name's Barton.
Barton.
My name's Barton and I'm afraid of the dark.
Oh my.
So yeah, so those that aren't watching but are listening, we're picking from one strength, one weakness, whatever your starting weapon is going to be, and how you either survive or don't survive.
Rubber chicken's too woke, so let's change that. Because I'm dying. I'm dying at the end.
Right.
I'm the one you root for.
Lucky.
Right. I'm betraying all of you.
I need to know how to use a rubber chicken.
So is he choosing from like one of these options or are you going to generate new options here?
Yeah, so you got to pick one and then we'll lock that one in and then we'll move on to the next one. And then next time it's your turn, we'll generate some new options.
Okay. But these are the options he's picking from now.
I see. Okay, I'm picking survivalist expert then.
Okay, read off the choices.
Oh, I'm sorry. My other options were my weakness would be Fear of the Dark, which I really like for a survivalist expert. Yeah, it's fucking funny. Weapon of choice would... It's so good. It's like a good hit.
It really is.
Like, Bear Grylls, but like, oh, nope, it's dusk. We gotta go.
Yeah. You won't like me when it gets dark.
Rubber chicken and would I survive just when all seems lost? An unexpected ally would emerge to rescue the group, turning the tide in our favor. But I'm going to be a survivalist.
All right.
Barton.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Good pick, good pick. Can't go wrong Barton with survivalist me. Expert in a zombie survival movie. All right, this next song is Zombie Without an E by Goblin. Famous for doing the Suspiria soundtrack.
Nice.
This was picked by Soria.
Yeah, so I was very much into zombie movies in high school. And the original Dawn of the Dead, crank that intro up, especially if we can hear it.
Yes.
the 70s Dawn of the Dead was, I don't know, it was just such a groundbreaking movie to me, like for what a zombie movie could be. Like it was just, we gotta survive. The zombies were sort of incidental. You dealt with them, but the movie starts off with an outbreak. Like they're in a radio or a TV station as the outbreak's happening, and some people decide, like, fuck this, we're getting out of here. We have access to a helicopter, and so they're just going. Right, the movie just starts. You don't have time to worry about it. You just gotta survive. And I don't know, the mood that set and then the pace it keeps just had me. I was into it from the start.
So, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I love Goblin.
Yeah,
I didn't realize they did this soundtrack too. I'm familiar with the Suspiria soundtrack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to see Suspiria with live, like Goblin live, like playing in a theater at Paramount.
Wow. Awesome.
Oh, that's a way better venue. I saw them at Emo's.
Oh, that's still really cool though. At the new Emo's?
Yeah, the one on Riverside, with the movie in the background. Awesome. They had, like, a ballerina, like, dancing, too. It was awesome.
I love that. That's super cool.
Yes. I'm jealous.
Another thing about,
that sounds
about
amazing.
This soundtrack is, at one point when the zombies are in the mall, the song is called The Gonk. And you just kind of see the zombies, like, walking around in ice and meandering. And that's a song from Robot Chicken.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
no kidding.
I didn't know that.
The Gong.
I love that song.
Zombie, the soundtrack.
Wow. Educational tonight.
Yeah. The more you know. All right, Ashley, you're up. Yeah, what do you got here?
So, for my strength, we've currently got Sharpshooter. That's hilarious for me. I'm so clumsy. Your weakness, stubbornly independent. That feels a little right. Your weapon, dead fish. And
weapons are trash. Oh my god.
Yeah. I could see a dead fish being effective in several situations. Maybe not a zombie apocalypse. I don't know.
Bear attack.
It's a bear. A zombie bear.
Sushi convention.
That's a good movie concept. Zombie bears. Well, they kind of just...
It's a cocaine bear, but like zombie version.
Yeah. And then, like, they keep turning all the bears. So it's not just one bear who's, like, tweaking. It's, like, a bunch of zombie bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really scary, being where I'm at.
I'm terrified of bears. I don't live anywhere near them, and I'm still like, could there be bears?
Do they only attack other bears?
No.
It's just like really cool to watch.
Well, you know.
Shit, that's awful. Woo!
all the bears are dead. And we just watch from the sidelines.
What are you going to do?
Are all the bears watching all the humans? Die from zombie attacks? Okay.
Well, I never thought about all the other mammals during the zombie attacks. Like, what are they doing? Are they just like letting it? They don't care.
Well, maybe think about it. Zombies are just nature, right? We just are.
What's
in the food
AI
chain.
Doing, by the way? What is AI doing to help us stop
the
zombie apocalypse?
It's
facilitating it. Yeah. Speeding up the process.
It's just
Chat GPT, we're all gonna die. Yeah.
Okay, last thing says, do you survive? It says, through sheer luck and resourcefulness. The survivors stumble upon an underground bunker fully stocked with supplies, providing a temporary sanctuary.
Wow.
I think I would like to lock that one in, please. Yeah. I like the idea of, like,
hey, it's a jackpot there.
Yeah. That's a good,
good pick. I mean, at least some of us will get out of here.
Yeah. I hope so. Sheer luck.
All right, Max, you're up. Let me generate you some options here. Wow.
Master. All right. So strength, master of parkour, literally the opposite of me. weakness, arachnophobia. Okay. There's worse weaknesses, I feel like. That could be kind of... You know, that's doable. We could work with that.
Unless there's zombie spiders.
That's just like true, Spider-Man. True. Those first exactly. two are just like Spider-Man.
About, zombified spiders, zombified bears. If there's multiple spiders turning, then
that's terrifying.
That has to entail they're just biting each other. So I feel like mm-hmm. we'd be safe in a way.
If it's only spider related.
Until they bred us, you know, and we become zombie spider.
Would they even want to, you know, at that point anymore?
I hope not.
We're outside of that. I'm sorry. I keep trying not to stop. There's a little delay. At night, if you shine a flashlight in the backyard at a certain angle, you see the reflection of all the spider eyes in your yard.
No.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Don't let back here, no.
No.
I will definitely be taking your word.
Yeah.
They're literally all around
me
right now.
I totally have no reason to not believe you. Take your word for it. Alright, the weapon lifesaver off-rip is going to be really hard to not take that one, lock that one in, but let's see what else we got. You survive the group's bumbling member, okay, accurate. Who always seems to attract trouble, somehow manages to survive through sheer slapstick luck. Okay, so like very Jim Carrey core type zombie.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Jim Carrey
actually.
Jim Carrey core. I feel like that's coming to like Depop or TikTok or
totally.
Something.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah. I'm yep. sad that MySpace music is a thing. I'm crying.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that great?
Is it really?
Yeah, MySpace music is a thing now. It's like dad rock for
own, like,
Gen
Z.
Oh, MySpace music is still around? You mean like the thing they revamped?
No,
MySpace
just what,
into?
That's just what they call kids. Like that's what the kids are calling music that we were into when we were kids.
Oh,
like scene
oh, wow,
music?
How old I am. I'm basically a boomer. So like yeah. I'm sitting here going like, what? I'm so out of touch. I was like, oh, you mean like what they did 10 years ago? like the stuff we made playlists out of on MySpace.
Yeah, so anything that would have been on a MySpace playlist back in the day is now considered MySpace music.
Wow.
Like oh oldies, I guess. Oldies.
Yeah, it's the classics.
Yeah.
Classic new metal.
Wow.
Classic new metal. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Korn finally got the Adidas collab.
I know,
so
I saw, I got the email.
Really?
I literally got an email.
Everyone goes to Google immediately and like, it's real.
Yeah, they for real got an Adidas collab. They have like their own little merch. Yeah. So, they're Adidas now.
I think I'm going to lock in. I want to do lightsaber, but just like the kind of idea of just slapstick luck, like I don't know, the zombie like steps on a rake, smacks him in the face, and I somehow get through the yes. situation. I'll lock that in. I'll lock in.
Looney Tunes.
That's
yeah.
no,
yeah.
that's Magoo-Core. Mr. Magoo-Core.
Mr. Yeah. Magoo-Core. Yeah, exactly. I'll take that. We
just like talk
luck.
To the zombie. Excuse me, sir.
Can't see the zombies, yeah. so he just happens to walk past one at the right.
It's Shaun of the Dead style.
Yeah.
So what we're listening to now is The Day the World Went Away by Nine Inch Nail. This was another story you picked.
I'm done after this, I promise.
Yeah.
I made a zombie movie in high school my senior year, and oh, yeah. This album was the soundtrack to the whole movie.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know, it just all fit perfectly.
Yes.
Lyrically, and the vibe of it just felt so desolate and rusty and everything falling apart.
Yeah, Fragile is a very post-apocalyptic. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Post-apocalyptic sounding album.
It's very totally. Post-apocalyptic sounding.
Yeah.
Like survival groups forms was gonna be We're In This Together Now. Was gonna be the other one I was gonna pick.
Into That's the a Void could be like the first zombie fight.
Oh
Let's
yeah.
Into the Void. I don't know.
Dang.
We're just spitballing. It's a good choice.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
We had mentioned Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails and Atticus Ross did that Book of Eli soundtrack, and I had it like a zombie nightmare to that score. So just everything they put out, it was undead to me.
No, absolutely. All right, Megan, you're up here.
Okay, let's do it. Did I already refresh? Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Your strength, corner pressure. Keep going. I feel like there'd be pressure all the time, so
yeah.
your weakness, lack of direction. Okay. I'm sure I'll have people
Very
around
fitting.
That can help with
Very
that.
Well
yeah.
Yeah.
That could be overcome.
Yeah. True. Not a bad weakness.
Your weapon, silenced pistol. Hey, actually a real weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually useful.
I might
weapon.
That's actually good. Okay, and then do you survive through a hair-raising ordeal? The character narrowly escapes danger, making it out a perilous situation by the skin of their teeth. I think I'm gonna go with the pistol, so I actually have something.
There you go.
Clutch. That's
yeah,
that's
the
pretty smart.
The group clutch.
Yeah.
I have a silly question. So, like, is there, like, a specific way to kill a zombie?
Oh.
How do you kill a zombie? Or
I think just their
I think you have to damage
their brain.
Their brain.
Right?
Headshot. Yeah.
Well.
Ryan's like, actually.
Well, that's a really good question.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just four. So, yeah.
Well, that was a question I was going to bring up. If you had to spend one night in a zombie movie, which one would you pick? I guess, or video game, because, I mean, that's. I think we have enough knowledge on both, so. Think
like,
about it.
What's the
we'll,
best experience?
We'll talk about it later. Or
I
no, like,
about,
you know. Yeah.
I got
mine. I can't remember the name of the movie, though, but I know the one. I'll Google it in the meantime.
Yeah.
The guy from
Greenfield.
One body. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one.
It's like the
this is.
Yeah,
the rom-com from the zombie version. I married a zombie. Yeah. this is Weevil. This is a song, Someday. I chose this one for. Searching for a safe place. This song, I guess, like it. When I think of like a montage of like traveling around looking for a place to hunker down, like this, the driving aspect of this song, kind of hear it go along with like the thuds on the road as the car's driving through like the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, yeah.
I
like
can see
a little
that.
Frantic,
I dig it.
A little panic sounding.
Yeah,
yeah as
that
well.
Too. It's very anxiety inducing.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good choice for this part. Because you're freaked out at this point, you know?
Yeah, you're like, shit, we gotta find safe.
You've had at least two jump scares, you know, in the movie at this point, so.
All right, Gracie, you're up. Let me generate you some stuff.
All right. Let's see. We're looking at strength, decisive, decision maker. Okay. Weakness, prone to injury. That sounds really bad for a fucking zombie movie.
Sciatica.
Weapon, hatchet, gnarly. Book, okay, maybe. That's fucked up. And then do you survive? A character with a knack for inventing impractical gadgets, crafts absurd contraptions that end up being surprisingly effective.
Earnest core.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, Earnest core.
MacGyver core, I guess.
Yeah. MacGruber. MacGruber the zombie.
Even better.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I'm gonna. Well, obviously not the decisive decision maker. I'm having a hard time.
True.
I think I'm gonna lock in the silly survive situation there. Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Good choice.
Let's have some like laughs it. If we're going out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean, Vern?
Just like last episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna bean burn. Eat shotgun.
I need to watch that. I haven't watched that yet. This season.
Yeah, the trolls scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah,
yes.
Pretty freaky. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a new song. Yeah.
What scene in the movie is this?
This is mine. It was like when the zombies are attacking each other.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, this is a zombie. I love that. First zombie encounter. Yeah.
Yep. I just wanted something. Yeah, I was just imagining zombies fighting to the song, and it was perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that it's super upbeat too. Like it's like a dance number, you know? Or
it's yeah.
Dance
song.
It's like they're that. Doing a routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a bunch of badasses. Yeah. John Wick choreographed style like action scene to yeah yeah yeah. Just a bunch of zombie heads rolling around on the floor. Yeah. Max's lightsabers chopping everybody's heads off.
I would have constructed right, some garrot line and I would have been just popping heads off. Barton.
Barton. All right. I got for my strength, I got survivalist expert. Weakness, I got risk averse. Weapon, I got singing electric toothbrush.
That's it right there.
Yeah. And do I survive or not? I got just when all seems lost, an unexpected ally emerges to rescue the group, turning the tide in their favor. I feel like we've seen all this stuff. So I'm gonna go with the toothbrush.
Wait, here's the lore to it, right? Hey, I
did not expect that twist.
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
We needed a wild card, you know?
So. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Barton.
All right. All right.
Barton.
Let me get you some new options all here. Right.
My weakness, nervous twitch. Right. My weapon, double barrel shotgun. Do I survive? I narrowly escape zombies by using absurd, comically oversized decoy objects. Well, Holly, that was pretty funny. Oh man, like an Arby's hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Push an Arby's hat down on a bunch of zombies.
Yeah. I would argue
we got the meats
as well.
Too soon.
I know. Alright,
the wounds are still fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know though. I feel like Barton would probably, just thematically, would have the double barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
It's not as fun, but you know. He's gonna do it.
Double Somebody's gotta shotgun. Kill these zombies.
Yeah,
All right.
It ain't gonna be the toothbrush. Someone.
No. All I packed was this toothbrush, guys. I'm sorry.
I mean, you still have to worry about your gum health and your dental health.
Keep it running.
That's true. That's the real horror.
The real horror is that we can't afford dental insurance.
Bills.
The bills, really. The insurance is cheap.
Well, fake news. Fake news.
You don't need them. Yeah.
Oh my God. Zombies have teeth, and that's what bites them.
Yeah, keep them clean. That's the cure, actually. You have to clean the zombie teeth.
It's just black.
We don't turn. It's just black. We're listening to Fallen by Aramild and Seventh Realm. This was picked by Maximilian.
Oh, yeah. Just something, nice. Yeah, something, you know, a little vibey. A big fan of lo-fi, like I'm sure all of us are to varying degrees. And, you know, I didn't know how present or in the background the music would be. So I wanted something unobtrusive. But if we're talking about something kind of represents our, you know, fictional movie that we're kind of in, I don't know, this could kind of potentially, I don't really know off the top of my head. What do y'all think? Where would this perhaps come in into kind of our situation?
So it's currently tagged to resource scavenging. So it's,
I think that's
productive work. You gotta be productive in your zombie movie, so you got your lo-fi in the background.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't survive if I don't have lo-fi playing.
Essential to survival.
Hopefully that's fresh.
I'll get distracted.
There's like a heart to heart, like the night, the day before something big is gonna happen. Like, hey, we're gonna make the big push tomorrow to leave the mall, and like we got all our shit organized. We got Barton bandaged up from a scratch.
Someone's wrapping cord or like doing something while like talking, like for the music. Yeah. Like they're kind of just shooting the shit, but they're also working.
Organizing, planning. There's a
romance forming somewhere too. That's one of them's gonna end up dead. We know that.
I know. I almost switched that at the last minute. It was like a forbidden like romance scene.
Yeah.
That would have been another good little prompt for the music.
Yeah.
This is Beach House, though. The song Zebra. I think. Gracie,
yeah, I picked this one. Well, I picked several, but you picked this one out of several. This is the first, I guess, character of the group that dies.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens.
Group dies.
Beach House is somber. It's like, it's perfect, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that.
It was probably me, since all I had was a toothbrush.
That's how
they honed
the
in our location.
The toothbrush is singing the song.
musical toothbrush.
Yeah. You can program your own playlist on the toothbrush. This is what I brush my teeth to.
The MySpace toothbrush.
That's how you know how long you have to brush
for. The enemy.
You got teeth, you're one of them.
Everybody knock your own teeth out real quick.
Oh, the only way.
Can't bite us if we don't have teeth.
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
All right, Ashley, you're up. Let me, spin you some new options here.
Oh, okay. My strength, indomitable spirit. What does that mean? I feel so ignorant right now. Indomitable.
Like you're unbreakable positive. Character.
Yeah, resilient.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I see myself as like a little bit of an Eeyore, even the fictionalized version.
Oh, bother.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing me. Thanks for not noticing me, zombies. Yeah.
Caretaker syndrome.
I wouldn't bite me either.
Yeah.
Yes. I probably don't taste any good. Right. Yeah.
But like, how sick is a hairspray flamethrower?
Yeah. Totally. Shit. That's fucking baller.
I don't know, because like, caretaker syndrome is pretty good. I feel like I can work with that. I'm gonna get fit, but there's gonna be like a random way to save me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I would die. Let's be real. It says I would survive, but I'm gonna lock in caretaker syndrome.
All right.
Okay. Good choice. Let's see who's next here. Next.
Let's roll. Wow.
I'm selfish, but she would still help me.
Right. yeah, exactly. Barton's maybe an asshole on the outside, but you know he's just the
asshole on the inside.
Needs a hug on the inside.
That's awful. You know he's the worst. He deserves it, but she wouldn't let him.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's what Martin says.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Alright,
what'd you get here, Max?
Got strength, glide, sniper. Obviously not bad. Your weakness. Excuse me, prone to injury. Your weapon, weed whacker.
Weed whacker's
cool. Kind of silly as well. I feel like it fits my "Do you survive me?" But yeah.
You're just a gardener. You have some headphones on. You don't know that's what you're doing.
An apocalypse? What?
But how strong are these? You know, these weed whacker wires. Like, are they enough to even do anything?
But you can modify them.
My MacGyver character helps to
that's
kind of.
True.
Yeah.
It's okay. Very Magoo to like
some kitchen
put
knives.
Some knife on the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, I'll lock in weed whacker. I like the potential of it.
Modified weed whacker.
Yeah, there's a lot of use there.
I see it like a naked gun.
Perfect.
Kind of keep back. You can keep back a whole group kind of with that as well.
Yeah.
Close quarters.
Weed whacker.
Leslie Nielsen core, naked gun core.
Yeah,
like it's putting down like
phone
poles and shit.
Like,
it's getting more ridiculous.
Yeah. This is Only You by Steve Monite. Monite.
What was this for? This was for Hope for a Cure.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yep.
I don't know. I just thought something upbeat, kind of hopeful. I always have to throw in a disco number into everything. And the beat kind of sounds like, I don't know, like medical beats, you know? Like, I don't know. So I think maybe it's like a medical hospital situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There's like a PSA going out of like scientists in a lab. Indiscriminately, like, we're working on a cure. Please shelter in place. This is what we're listening to as we're sheltering in the bunker.
Like on an old radio in the corner.
Yeah.
In between bullets.
It's the only LP that was down in the bunker.
Yeah.
Nice. I like this. This is a great choice. Who's next? Megan?
Yep.
Let's see. What do you get here? Ooh.
Okay. Strength. Steadfast optimist. Interesting. Weakness. Overly curious.
That'll get you.
Yeah.
Do I get to have multiple? Oh no, I already picked that weapon. Okay. And then do what you survive. And a bizarre twist, a character meets their end and hilariously. Oh, I got the slapstick one too.
did we survive the same way?
Yeah, this one meets their end, it says.
Yeah, this one.
This is the death one.
Oh, you don't.
But if you choose this one, yeah.
But it's funny.
I mean, I would not survive anyway, so I was hoping I'd die.
It's kind of thematic. It fits with the theme.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, how do you die in the bunker?
I don't know, I was
gonna
be in the bunker.
Yeah,
yeah. Slip and fall in the shower, or like,
yeah, exactly.
You're like, yeah, you know, you waited too long.
She ends up turning
between...
into a zombie lady.
Yeah, or like you missed your tetanus shot or something. The flu.
You had the flu going into this. Yeah.
You accidentally shot yourself with your silenced pistol, but we didn't hear.
Oh, yeah.
You blew it.
Yeah. It's kind of
that's
funny.
That's
pretty
nice,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I like it. We didn't hear it because the disco's too loud.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's perfect.
Damn it. I'm sorry to see you go, Megan.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to play that other song again now.
The beach house one.
From the toothbrush.
Go back to the beach house. Damn it. All right, well. Good luck, Gracie.
Hello. All right. Strength, cool under pressure. Weakness, technologically challenged. Okay. Oh my gosh. Weapon, brass, knuckles. You know what I'm going to pick. It's too gangster. That's too gangster to let go.
They just say bad bitch.
Yeah,
you leave little imprints on the zombie school.
My character is totally a chola. I've decided it right now. Yeah.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's awesome.
You got like a whole fanny pack of like bat belt trinkets and stuff. I see it now. That's
it's
perfect.
Like eyeliner and like a cheekbone.
Yeah, some floss is what saves us in the end. Hold on, I think I have that in my purse. Now we got placebo. And the song The Bitter Aim.
I just thought this felt very much like a call to action, and like it's a very driving tempo.
Yeah.
It's the first one that I thought of. I don't know why. I was like laying in bed a couple days ago. I was like, that's perfect. And yes. Yeah, like kind of don't know if it's been used on a soundtrack, but it feels very soundtracky.
Very much does. And it's such a good like concentration of the sound at the time too. Like the what they probably would have used as a zombie song for a zombie movie.
Yeah.
Around this time.
Like, I don't know if you guys thought about genres, like, of your film that you're scoring, but I was thinking, like, 2000s indie zombie films. You know
what I mean? Yes.
Yeah.
Like an indie version of Resident Evil.
Well, I...
Yeah!
The zombie movie I was writing just after high school was focused on the dead music capital of the world. Right? Like...
Dang.
And that feels like appropriate to have the place. What I did was like there was a music festival going on with the zombie outbreak.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
So then you have a reason to have it. Do it, yay. Do it.
I'll hold the light because I can't act, but I'll like be your props person or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We just gotta get back to the bus on the outskirts of town, right? Like maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. I have a similar, I wanted to do like a zombie D&D, or like a Halloween D&D campaign, just like a one shot. But I had the idea of using like a House of Strahd, but it's like set in the 60s at a discotheque or something. Like, yeah. So you're locked inside of this discotheque, you're like outside of time. And... yeah.
I really like the idea of like a zombie dance number thing there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
That could be
perfect,
phone.
Yes. I could see that happening here.
But I would like to take this since this is a Halloween music episode. I would like to talk about Michael Jackson's ghosts. Wait, no. Okay,
what?
So okay, Michael Jackson made another long, spooky music video in the vein of Thriller, and it was called Ghosts. Mm. And... Okay, we're not going to talk about what Michael Jackson did or didn't do, but
it's just the art.
The idea
yeah.
is a mob of people go up to Michael Jackson's haunted mansion, and they try to scare him out of town, but he's like a spooky old man who lives up there, but he's Michael Jackson. Anyway, the old chubby white man leading the mob is Michael Jackson in makeup, designed to look like the prosecutor who was leading the lawsuits against him.
Oh, so this was wow. made way
yeah,
after
this
Thriller.
Was like
this wasn't like the Thriller era. Okay, got it.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard
and
of
so,
it
like,
before.
It's like 25
yeah,
minutes, 30 minutes long, and there's like dance choreography with like a bunch of ghosts that come out and dance up and down the walls, and there's lots of special effects. I don't know if Stan Winston was involved. But it's super slept on, and it's on YouTube. Ooh. And Ghosts, hey. Michael Jackson. There you go.
Definitely need to find that.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah.
Noted.
Yes, enjoy. I did roll. Okay. So I got some new ones here. For my strength, I have Swift Escape Artist. For my weakness, I have Paranoia. And then for my weapon, I have my Singing Electric Toothbrush. And then, do I survive or not? Character with a knack for inventing impractical gadgets. So, perhaps
that's the one I have too, I think.
Yeah, that's the one you have.
You're competitive inventors.
Competitor
yeah, inventors.
Competing, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to become, you have to work together in the end. Also,
yeah.
you invented the singing toothbrush,
right? Somebody died because of what I
did,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. True,
we're so conspiracy theory over here.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Narratively, I just like tying little knots, you know?
Like, red string on his corkboard of
yeah,
craziness.
Yeah. Charlie Day meme.
Yes, Charlie
yeah,
Day meme.
Exactly.
Got it.
We're going to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll make a huge pop. Probably in the door. I'm gonna go with dang. That's a tempting, but you know, I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with Paranoia.
Nice.
Man. Yeah.
You need a warrior, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey guys, all I got is this toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slow down. Yeah. okay, so this song we've been listening to is Fear of Disappearing by Empathy Test. I think this is another Ashley pick.
Yeah, I've been listening to this band a lot recently. They're playing, I think, 2 weeks from now in Austin, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, cool.
But yeah. It's kind of somber, but like a little uplifting while being like, what's the word? Like there's a hopelessness, but the music is like kind of driving me forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels
true.
Like the penultimate song where everyone's like walking away from a tragedy and like reimagining their lives now.
Mm-hmm.
It just fits in my life.
I dig it.
Like it gets stuck.
Yes. Okay, I think we're back around again.
Bar
round three.
Barton.
Barton. What do you get here?
My weakness?
Hold on. Let me re-roll that one. That's okay. It's the third time I've gotten that one. There you go.
Is it... weakness, risk averse? Do I survive? Recognizing the importance of regrouping and re-strategizing, the survivors execute a tactical treat to buy themselves some time. I'm risk averse. I will burn every bridge to keep my ass alive.
Yeah, what was that character's name from Walking Dead? The guy with the mullet.
Eugene?
That's Eugene.
Eugene, yeah.
It's Barton. I know. That was a shame.
Yeah, I don't know, thematically. You gotta have the shitbag in the group. Like the original Night of the Living Dead.
I like
you
it.
Gotta have the Living Dead, there was the old the couple downstairs with their daughter, and the dad was a piece of shit awful, but you know, he had some points occasionally, you know? But you were ready for him to die. You were ready for him. There, you know, you need that. You need that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oops, I accidentally grabbed the 1 hour version. This is Halloween, the lo-fi version from The Nightmare Before Christmas by Closed on Sunday. I love this. This is perfect, actually.
That's really nice, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What part was this, like, kind of?
This is tied to the end.
Okay.
Is it the end?
Like the credits?
The end question mark? No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, is this the end? I see.
Yeah, is this the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm thinking like a John Carpenter The Thing type situation where maybe we're not quite sure who to trust anymore. Are all of us bitten? Are none of us bitten? But nobody's willing to show anybody anything. Kind of, you know,
we're
kind of
on
edge.
Yeah.
Type shit. So, yeah, I could see that fitting.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. Perfect soundtrack for that.
It'd be very ironic that Barton would not want to bare his arms.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll keep my
You talk about
up.
Baring your arms all
right
the time.
To keep my sleeves up. I'm always a
free
cut turtlenecks.
He likes bears, arms, and bear and arms. Chili. And chili.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I'm getting paler and paler by the second. Yeah. Veins are starting to creep across your face. I'm fine, guys. It's just a little cold.
I'm just anemic.
Drafty in here.
My
iron's
low.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Sharp instincts. Oh, yeah. We already have a brass knuckle holder.
Yeah, let me reach out.
Okay.
Do you guys know each other?
I feel like I'm morally not allowed to be in the Chola Gang. I just have to say that. I'm morally.
You're invited. You're invited to the Estrada Club.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Watch it there.
There you go.
See? I'm trying.
It's called
All right. That's what we're going to lock that in, okay?
Yes.
That seems like...
Just
the perfect weapon,
Don't ask the machete.
A machete seems perfect, though.
Turn that in right here.
Yeah.
Also, I like that I'm like patting someone's head as they're dying, but I'm holding a machete
Just slung over
your shoulder. I'm just stressed out. I'm the only one staying awake at night, you know, watching over these people.
Yeah. Nobody else will care about him.
Yeah. Just so we know.
Yeah. I get it. Alright, Max.
Let's roll them.
Oh no.
Okay, so an ultimate option, your strength master of parkour or weakness physically weak. I guess by definition that is a weakness.
Yeah. You were just physically weak.
You're just weak, man.
Just general weakness is my weakness.
Your Uncle Joe from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Why is there... What? People would be really anemic, right? During the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
Just physically weak.
Especially if you've been bit.
Rampant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Just fatigued. Let's see. I don't need much strength to wield even a modified weed whacker, I would think. I have slapstick luck on my side, so I feel like I can overcome. I'll do physically weak.
Nice. I was picturing like parkour with the weed whacker.
Doing flips and shit.
Yeah, I think that might be the move.
Now you don't even hold a weed whacker.
I'm still recovering, you know.
Yeah.
What if it just means like you can't lift heavy stuff?
See, I was gonna slip this.
Yeah. The weed whacker better be less than 10 pounds.
You're just in a wheelchair or something. Yeah. It'll all make sense eventually.
Yeah.
All right, Megan.
Do I keep going even though I died?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Strength, expert hunter, and then weakness, afraid of fire.
And we constantly question
okay to
why.
Be afraid of, I guess. I don't know.
Sounds like you're a zombie.
You have teeth, which makes sense that you die, because then you become a zombie.
I'm giving it away.
And you could be an expert hunter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the heightened sense of smell when it comes
she would
to
have memories of all of our like secret entrances and stuff, right? So it would let the other zombies in.
Oh yeah, she knows the whole plan.
So that's like fresh memories.
Yeah,
things could work either way.
Y'all aren't by me. I'm gonna do expert hunter.
Expert hunter. All right. Yes.
Yes. Perfect. All right, and then. I don't know. This kind of worked.
Yeah, leave it.
That's nice.
Yeah. We still got one more round.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There you go. Aw. You want to reroll that one?
No, I mean, play the game.
Okay.
Well, we do have a couple of guns in the group, so maybe I could still be a sharpshooter.
Oh, yeah.
Borrow or take a gun, you know?
I mean, there's a silenced pistol available now.
Yeah. You could also be, like, a really good action shot on the throne stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Bobby pins.
Yeah, exactly.
Spitwads.
Yeah.
You have to have fun.
I think I'm gonna take that one. I'll take the sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter. I'm a sharpshooter.
All right, Bradley.
Like this. What's up here? Dang it. Dang. So I got Master of Parkour as my strength, or do I survive or not? A minor scratch from a zombie bite proves fatal as the infection spreads rapidly, resulting in a heartbreaking demise.
No.
They got me, guys.
Everyone cries in the theater.
Remember me.
Hey, Dad, you gotta leave.
As my toothbrush falls on the ground.
Yeah. All right, I guess we're gonna find out if Barton survives.
Yeah, here we go. Let's do this first. You ready?
right. Do you survive? The survivor is now a tightly knit family. Build a fortified stronghold to repel zombie attacks and provide a long term haven, but does not specify.
Wow.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're surviving.
Yeah. Yeah. For now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's not. No.
Well, it kind of ties in with mine, right?
Wait, so the name of the gate is like Barton Hills, the name of the city. I live on in memory. Because I ultimately have to sacrifice myself for the greater good.
Barton Springs. Yeah.
That's okay. Barton City Springs. God's name was a zombie attack in 1803. Look it up.
He smashed all the zombies back in a hole. That's where the spring water comes
back
from.
The pilot knob. It was active back then. Look it up.
Perfect.
Okay, missing a strength. Alright, here we go.
What is your strength? Let's find out. Oh, wow.
Sourceful.
What's up? Let's go. Your strength is resourceful looter. I love it. Opportunistic looter.
Yeah, shoplifter.
Love it.
All right, Max. What's your strength? Let's find out. Ah.
Genius.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
the weed whacker.
Okay. Also physically weak.
So your brain.
Yeah. Not all my strength is.
Nerd.
You're a scientist.
You're
an
intellect. You're just
a fucking dweeb.
Strong.
Y'all just bully me around. Y'all just bully me the whole time anyway.
Yeah. Very like engineer.
Nah, that's how you
energy.
Know we love you. Yeah.
Those are Frank
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Beaker core.
Actually, guys, I think I can make an improvised weapon out of this weed whacker.
Bill Nye core.
Yeah. Did you know if you put a hot dog in a flashlight?
Core.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Actually, you can have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah.
I'm just that guy.
Yeah.
Just an actually. Reddit commenter.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like all the things are thematically consistent, you know.
That's good.
Some degree.
Yeah.
Yours is
yeah,
a
you gotta have
character.
You gotta have somebody that everybody can relate with. Like, there's a there's a character for everybody's personality, so they can envision themselves in the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which means, Megan, we're going to figure out why you died.
Interesting.
Whoa.
But you're an expert hunter. But then you turn your head real fast. Because you can't.
Gross.
Or you do it blindfolded? Because you have to be expert level to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
That's true. Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
I like it.
Or hunts, but without drawing blood, you know, just like snaps everything's neck or something.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Just real quick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin style.
Assassin
zombie.
That's
good.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Gracie. Let's figure out what your weakness is gonna be. Oh, that kind of fits.
<With the children. laughs> That's pretty good.
Totally. I don't know, guys.
It's a full moon.
Yeah, but.
Stop looking at it so hard, you're going to give it over.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
Yeah.
This track, I love that. That's a badass character. Holy shit. Jealous. What do I have left? What was my strength? I'm a natural navigator.
Useful.
I find my way right out of the bunker and join the rest of the zombie horde.
But you're really good at maps before that, so.
Oh, that too. Nobody knew the land better.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yay,
that was cool. But...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the song I chose for the credits. This is Repetition by Max Cooper. Sorry.
What website is this?
Oh, I whipped this up real quick. Episode or two ago. There's another one of these for the Band of the Dead.
Yeah, that's the one with Band of the Dead.
Just had ChatGPT like assist me in writing a little app real quick. That was crazy.
That's crazy.
I got it done in like 3 hours. It's so nuts.
Wow, that's impressive.
Crazy what we can do, man.
I know, insane. Because like, I don't have any experience like coding in Python or like very little experience like JavaScript. Stuff like that, but I knew HTML and CSS and stuff like that from the MySpace days, but
right.
Yeah,
all millennials know like just a little HTML.
Yeah.
I can make a text-based website look really sweet. That's about it. But yeah, I think I really loved everybody's character. Like they're all fully fleshed out. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we could definitely take these and do a legitimate campaign of some sort.
Kind of exactly. Yes.
That, you know, that
yeah, that's something I was going to mention. Builds.
I can see Soria's brain going off right now. He's putting it all together.
But wait, there's more. I'm gonna try to find a way to put these on the Strange Soundwaves website so you guys can build your own little zombie characters or build your own little Band of the Dead. Share, you know, whatever results you ended up getting.
Yay!
Hell yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank y'all for joining us.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so much fun.
A pleasure.
Yeah. What else is happening here?
You don't think
they survived? Just the survivor.
They survived in your name.
I feel like people would wait till after the credits to see if you did die. You know, they're like hoping.
It's a fake out. You think I survive and then I can take it.
But
very graphically,
life isn't fair. Sometimes the assholes right at the end are successful.
The Easter egg at the end.
By somebody I slighted.
Marvel's ruined everything, just conditioned everybody to expect the post-credits.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel's got this generation.
It's a requirement to have one now.
We gotta set up the post.
So yeah, that'll be it. Megan snaps his neck at the end of the movie. Credits roll.
Stabs him in the singing screen.
There's just like a silhouette scene.
Yeah.
And then the song, Heads Will Roll, plays again.
Yeah. From the toothbrush?
Yeah.
From the toothbrush,
My toothbrush rolls down.
It echoes through my skull. It gets real Sam Raimi.
And all the zombies
I love this song. The song is so good. Yeah. It's like another one of those, like, brain flossers.
Is it just instrumental? It's just like ambient, I guess. Okay, very nice.
It sounds like one of those like ambiguous ending type of songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's what I was looking for.
Kind of fade to black, ambiguous.
That's the only time I ever pay attention to the songs at the end of a movie, like that roll through the credits, like is when, you know, an ambiguous ending happened. Stuck there thinking about it while this song
And the music facilitates that exercise of ruminating, like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah, we never, but now
still processing as you sit in your chair.
Yeah, this is my favorite kind of like credit song.
When I worked my first job in the movie theater, I remember cleaning up to Gothica, Halle Berry.
Oh wow! Okay.
Credits were behind Blue Eyes.
Ooh, by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Fred Durst.
Was it the Limp Bizkit version?
Really?
With the spell and like press and save thing toy that they. Yeah.
I forgot about this song. That was a radio hit for like a minute as well. That was just, came out when I was in like fourth grade. I was too afraid to watch the movie, but that song was a certified banger. I remember bumping that. I think I bought this the CD for Gothica.
It was a guilty pleasure.
Just to listen to that song.
Yeah.
I was going to dare you to put it on, but
I feel you. Let's do it. I'm
let's do it. Let's do it.
It's what's next on my toothbrush.
Yes. I love that. I love the idea of the 2000s horror movie soundtrack.
Yes.
That's kind of a lost episode. Art.
Yeah. That's how the sequel starts.
The behind
I remember
eyes.
The smell of stale popcorn. This has got to go on the concessions.
It's perfect.
Damn, I have not heard this in years. This has awakened something deep within me.
Let me tell you about that one. Cheaper by the Dozen too. Honey, starring Jessica Alba. How to Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. And Return of the King, all in theaters, winter 2003.
Wow. Some heavy hitters.
From this country of culture.
Hell yeah. I'm back to me still running things.
What happened to the Tad Hamiltons of this country?
This is originally, is it The Who?
Yeah. The Who, yeah.
In retrospect, does this song really make sense for Gothica?
No. Yeah, this is the machine shoving this song down your throat.
Exactly.
You will like this song. Mm-hmm. They made the whole movie just as a Behind Blue Eyes commercial.
It's a corporate conspiracy.
At the height of
yeah.
the
metal. Yeah, exactly.
It's big new metal.
Exactly, dude. Because I probably wouldn't have liked this song had it not been shoved down my throat. Yeah. I don't know. But I was a huge fan of the original. Like, I had, like, the Who's Next as one of the CDs I got from the CD house scam. And I would bang that on, like, ride the bus to school. Like,
CD house scam?
Yeah.
Like, Columbia House?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Scam?
As 16-year-olds, like, we were given free
in the mail.
CDs. Yeah, they would mail
we were marketed to. It's like pay a penny, send this envelope back, and check off the boxes of all the CDs. Or they're like scams.
They're
perforated.
You get like, eight of them or something. Yeah, like some random ass number.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would send you these CDs that you mailed out for, you know, picking whatever from their catalog. You get a box of CDs with a bill, but you would never pay the bill.
Yeah, just keep exactly. Because you were 16.
But it worked in their favor because we consumed the fucking music and bought all the merch and bought all the shows and whatever.
Yeah,
you
for
know.
Sure. Absolutely. It was a really good.
That was just me hating
good
set. CDs.
What an absolute
track.
Yeah. It felt like a lick.
That's crazy.
I had a CD book filled, a CD binder filled with CDs that I got for free, essentially. Yeah. That's good. Good times.
Early 2000s. Sounds like just the Wild West. There were nice Wild West. There were no rules. Nobody knew what
I remember Pizza Hut.
No, it was extreme. Had that was the only
where you could pick. They had like 20 songs you could pick from, and they would send you a custom burnt CD of 8 songs.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a big deal.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, I know that's
cool.
Britney Spears. So I picked them. There was a song called the David Duchovny. And I was like, okay, I like David Duchovny.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Songs I didn't know, but they were free because you could get them for CDs. It was amazing. We were grateful, damn it.
Yeah.
Wow. When 9/11 happened.
because of the CD scam. It's all connected.
Alright, well, anything anybody wants to promote on the way out of here? It's gonna be this is gonna air on the last day of the Daniel's Americans.
Sweet.
Well, Ashley and I are on 1031sbky.com. So our little podcast where we're trapped in a spooky dungeon, forced to do AM radio to the underworld. To be the sad man. I've just set piece I'm working on releasing, by the time this is out, it will be released. Like video edits of the first season, so there will be more stuff to watch. So you can live stream it and just have it on in the background. 6 hour-long episodes. We'll see if I can get season 2 done. I don't know. But 1031SPKY.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. And that's the only place to stream the podcast?
That like links you to everything.
Got it.
We're on YouTube, but the website has links for our socials.
Got it.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, definitely check that stuff out. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. This was fun.
Thank you.
I don't know. It was fun to end the party.
Thank you for all of the awesome recommendations, music to listen to, and thanks for the idea of generating the playlist, which I'll now be listening to. I'd love to see y'all.
There's a Discord, right?
Yeah,
so we'll get her.
Awesome.
But we will, I guess, Bradley, you'll put together the playlist from today's episode. And
yeah,
all
this episode
on our
will
Spotify
be on
profile.
Cool. Yeah. And then if you guys have any that you created that you want to share, I know Ashley, you said you did, but if anybody else, you know, fleshed out a full list, I'd love to hear it.
Awesome.
Turn it over.
All right, guys. Well, good.
Well,
good
happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
You'll be safe.
Be safe, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.